With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Ray Fittipaldo from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. He comes to us on that hotline brought to you by Armstrong Business. Good morning, Ray. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. I'm good.
Football season again. 2019 season got underway yesterday, Ray, with OTAs. A two-part question here. Is it a different atmosphere in the room, and does it need to be a different atmosphere in the room?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's clear what the Steelers want to happen. I think the Steelers and probably Ben's agent, were involved the last couple of days, and I think it's clear that, the plan was for Ben to apologize and then to move on. And I think that's what they want to happen. But when you have Antonio Brown, tweeting two-face only hours after Ben gives that interview to Bob Pompliani, then can you really move on? And you can't control what Antonio Brown does. So I think this is going to be an ongoing thing. I think the Steelers are going to do their best to move on. You heard from Ramon Foster yesterday. You heard from Cam Hayward yesterday. They all want to get on with this and just play football in 2019, but there's always going to be that thing out there, that presence of Antonio Brown lurking. And as was the case when he was here, they're not going to be able to control him, and they're not going to be able to control his message. So, we'll have to see how that all unfolds. I don't have great confidence that they can completely move on just because, Antonio Brown is going to continue to do Antonio Brown things.
But those two guys that you mentioned, Ray, Cam Hayward and Ramon Foster, aren't they essentially setting the tone for the rest of the room, whether it's the new guys, the free agents and draftees who have no connection to Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell and the Steelers of the past, or current guys that don't even address it? And shouldn't that just be the blanket philosophy moving forward, that if somebody wants to ask us about somebody who used to be here, we're just not talking about
it? Absolutely. That's the way it should be, and the Steelers can control that. And, there was that whole thing that was a storyline for a short time on Monday where second-year safety Terrell Edmunds liked Antonio Brown's tweet. And, I had the TV on yesterday morning before I went to the South Side. That's all they were talking about on the NFL Network. I mean, so that's what the Steelers can control. And you heard Kevin Colbert talk about that a lot during the offseason. It started at the Combine. I was in Indianapolis. He was talking about managing these guys on social media and, maybe having a firmer hand in, how all of this, develops when they're young players. If they have a plan in place already, apparently it's not up to snuff, because you had that little mishap yesterday that caused a little bit of disruption on the first day of OTAs. But yeah, I mean, most certainly they can control it, and I think they should. And I think Foster and Hayward, certainly tried to do that with their quotes yesterday.
Follow us on Twitter at 937 The Fan, driven by Shorty Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, locations in North Huntington and North Hills. I'm tired of talking about that. I just am for now. So let's talk about this, because I want to talk players. Let's make the assumption that Juju will be a pretty good number one, okay? Can Washington / Moncrief / Eli Rogers / Deontay Johnson / Ryan Switzer combine to be a good number two?
Yeah, I mean, that's interesting the way you frame that, Colin. I do think they're going to have a firm grasp on who their number two receiver is. I think that's important in any NFL offense. And I think if you look at the way they attack the offseason, Dante Moncrief is a guy who's a big, tall, fast guy who can run. And I think the ideal scenario is for him to step in and sort of be that deep threat and, be a role player. I mean, I think he'll play a bunch of snaps, but I don't know if the plan was for him to be the number two. So I always circle back to this. I think the 2019, or just in terms of the offense, I think James Washington has to step up and be that player they thought he was going to be when they took him in the second round of, out of Oklahoma State. So I don't want to say the season hinges on him or anything like that. But like I said last week, guys, expecting Deontay Johnson as a rookie to come in and do what Juju Smith-Schuster did, I just don't know if that's realistic. I mean, maybe he can do it, you know, but if you look at the history and you look around the NFL, there aren't many guys who come in as rookie receivers and post those numbers. So I think the logical progression is for James to be the number two guy and then have Moncrief and Deontay Johnson, Switzer, and Rodgers all fill in the holes after that. But I do think they need James Washington to step up and be pretty good this year.
The less publicized part of Bob Pompiani's interview with Ben, Ray, was the part about Ben taking it on his shoulders that they didn't make the playoffs last year, and he's got to be a better leader but also a better player on the field. How is the offense constructed, and is it changed at all from last year? Above and beyond, yes, Antonio Brown's gone. You've got to spread the ball out more. Do they look to change the run-pass balance, or do they continue to look to be pass-first and ask Ben Roethlisberger to simply be more precise and turn the ball over less?
Well, they're built to be a passing offense, so I don't think it's going to change drastically, guys, but I do think, you know, them leading the league in pass-run ratio, that's probably not going to happen again. I think a lot of that will play out. Like, if they have leads and they're better at closing leads this year, then they'll obviously have more running attempts. They just weren't very good in the fourth quarter last year, whether it was because the offense didn't get it done, Chris Boswell didn't get it done, or the defense didn't get it done. It was, you know, a combination of everything. They just weren't very good at that. So, you know, Ben was asked about that yesterday, and his answer was, listen, you know, I'm pretty good at spreading the ball around to begin with. And I think he's right. You know, how many times do we look down at the stat sheet after games and, you know, there's like six or seven guys with two or three catches each? I mean, even with Antonio Brown dominating the ball the way he has, Ben's always found a way to spread it around. So I do think in that aspect, things aren't going to change drastically. I just think they'd like to get into better position to run the ball in the fourth quarter. And if they could do that, then I think, you know, naturally that pass-run ratio will get into a little bit better, you know, situation than it was last year when they were at 68%.
Base defense, when they roll it out, September 8th against the Patriots to start the football game, who are the two inside linebackers?
Well, yesterday it was Devin Bush and Vince Williams. I don't know if I was surprised at that. They traded up to get him, and they did the same thing with Ryan Shazier. So that certainly appears the way, you know, they're going to go with that. I think Mark Barron is still going to have a real, you know, really big role within this defense. He'll be the top reserve inside, and he'll play a bunch on passing downs. You know, I think Vince Williams is still very useful and still very good at being a run stopper. And I think he's still very good situationally when there are passing situations, because he's a very good blitzer. But, you know, by and large, when they have to play pass defense, when they have to shut it down, I think you'll see Mark Barron and Devin Bush on the field a lot together. So base defense is one thing. I think it'll be Bush and Vince. But, I think if they play in sub-packages two-thirds to three-quarters of the time like they have been the last couple of years, it's going to be a lot more Barron and a lot more Devin than we'll see of Vince Williams.
Not best, but does Steven Nelson have a chance to be the most important person on this defense?
Yeah, I mean, I wrote about this. You know, it's how long has it been, guys, since they've had two competent outside corners? I think Joe Hayden is still very good, even though he turned 30 years old. We don't know yet about Steven Nelson. You know, Steven Nelson was a playmaker with the Chiefs, but he also got burned on some big plays. So, I mean, I was going through the Rolodex in my head. They had Ike for a number of years who followed number ones, but, like, the other guy was, you know, maybe Deshae Townsend. And Deshae was good. I mean, they won a lot of games with him. So even if they can get back to a situation like that, when you have like a guy like Ike and then like a 1A guy, I think that's been proven. That makes this defense tough to beat, because we've talked about this in the past. The D-line is set. If they don't have any injuries, they're trying to improve that middle. And, like, you know, the last piece of that puzzle is the secondary. And I think you're right. I do think they need Steven Nelson to step up and at least be very competent you know, if this defense is going to take the next step.
Let me go
next season.
I'm sorry, Ray. Let me go back to the other side of the ball real quickly. Is it just assumed that Matt Filer is penciled in as the right tackle, or is it a three-man competition between he, Gerald Hawkins, and Chukwuma Okorafor?
Yeah, I mean, Matt took the majority of the reps yesterday with the first team. I wasn't watching all that closely. I would assume that it's his job to lose. But, you know, listen, they're going to put the pads on in training camp, and we're still going to have 3.5-4 months to see how all this plays out. But, you know, Matt Filer is a good player, and I've said this about Chukwuma Okorafor a lot. He's still young, but when that guy puts it all together, he's got the tools to be a left tackle in this league for a long time. So whether he plays the right side, the left side, that guy athletically, his build, he's built to be a left tackle. So I know he's competing for the right side right now. That guy's going to be really good someday, and they just got to, you know, sort of just take the time with him. When he's ready, he'll show it, and he's going to be a good player for them.
Last thing, Ray, when's the pool open up in the Little Fittipaldo kid world?
Well, we're not lucky enough to have a pool in our backyard, but there's a couple around here. I think probably Memorial Day. So what's Memorial Day? A week from now. So
are they big pool kids? What are they doing this summer?
You know, baseball, softball, pool. Yeah, a little bit of everything. A little vacation. So,
All right.
But mainly it's going to be baseball and softball. That's the way it is.
Okay. How's your guys? Is he excited about the Yankees being like 30-17 or whatever they are?
Yeah, except Aaron Judge has been injured most of the season, and I switched cable providers, so we no longer have the MLB Network. So that's just taken down his Yankee viewing like by 50%. So, yeah, it's been a tough spring for him so far.
I might get your kid the Yes Network for Christmas.
He would enjoy that, believe me.
All right. Ray Fittipaldo, my man. Ray, thank you so much. We'll talk again soon.
All right, guys. Talk to you later.
Thanks, Ray.
Yeah, Ray. Ray's son, I saw him on Facebook. He had like a project for school, mm-hmm. and he did like a history of the Yankees. Then he had like a birthday and stuff. He had like a Yankees cake and everything. Like he's all in on the Yankees.
Okay.
Yep. Uh-huh. Ray. Oh. Ray. And I know like Ray is like as Pittsburgh as it gets.
Oh, yeah. That's tough.
I don't know how much.
I have a hard time when my son roots for Andrew McCutchen because he's playing for Philly. Like, and he only roots for Kutch, only roots for the Phillies when he sees Kutch. Like, I can't imagine. The Yankees?
The Yankees, that's a tough one.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.